All right, we are back in session, and we'll continue on with the meeting. We did not have any actions taken in closed session this evening, and I will let my previous presentation allow for my board president's report, unless you guys want to see it again.
Oh, thank God.
Huh? You want to see it again? Everybody wants to see it again?
Everybody got $10 passing one through.
Okay, fine.
It's good in one night.
That's just enough. You want to save it for next month? That'll be a good idea. Thanks, Ken.
I agree with Ken.
All right. Anybody else? George, anything else to report out? Jessica? Ken?
Okay. The Parents' Place wants to thank the West Covina Unified for all they did for our conference, our Transition to Work conference last Saturday. And Gloria Romero gave a certificate for West Covina Unified School District in the work that and their commitment. It says, in recognition of your participation in the Parents' Place Transition from School to Work conference, I commend you for your continued support and dedication to the organization and the families they serve. And it was, it's very important for individuals to know what happens after school when they transition out. It was a great conference that we could not have put on without the support of West Covina Unified, and thank you.
Thank you. That's very nice.
You want to do that now? Yeah, Mr. Spence?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Student rep report?
Yes.
Oh, wait. But before you give your report, would you please give us an update on this afternoon's activities with the cross-country team?
Okay. So the Frostoff boys, they took in second. Junior varsities, they took in first, so they still have they're undefeated so far. And then girls JV, they took in second. Oh, yeah, they took in second. The girls varsity took in first, and girls varsity took in second, and so did boys varsity. So overall, we did pretty good, I think.
And great. And your time?
My time today was
22:33.43 miles.
Wow. PR? PR? PR, cool.
Whoa.
Personal record.
What event?
It's
cross country, three miles.
That's second place in what event?
Cross country match, 3 miles.
Yeah, but who was?
Oh, it's it was just a league meet?
Yeah, it was a league meet. We go against Hills, Roland, Walnut, and Novellis.
Cool, okay. Very good. All right, now student report.
Okay, my student report is, this Friday there's a collegiate rally put on by Renaissance. Our school's starting another program where during announcements that the college advisor is going to have a college of the week in which they inform the students information about the colleges, and they help the senior students pick or select what college they would like to go to. And Taste of West Covina is this Saturday, and tickets are still being sold with West Covina High School with the ASB advisor, Ms. Wong, for $45. And that's it.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. We have some special guests in the audience today, and I'd like to go to Mike Spence to perhaps make some introductions.
Well, I think this is Troop 624, am I right? Which is based at the Orangewood, the building across the street from Edgewood Middle School. Do you have a patrol leader here that wants to introduce the troop?
Patrol leader's not here.
Okay. And you're here for the Citizenship and Community Merit Badge? And that means I'll be seeing, I don't know, 8 or 9 boys in the next couple months as I pass off those merit badges. So,
hopefully, yes.
So right. Glad you're here. That's actually my old troop. Mm-hmm. Troop 624 was. I was an Eagle Scout in the troop a long time ago.
And you are currently
a Boy Scout merit badge counselor.
Counselor. So, gentlemen, welcome. Thank you for being here, and hope you've had a chance to learn a little bit of something.
Thank you.
All right. So we will go to items from the floor for public comment. Our first request to speak to the board this evening is from Jorge Marquez.
Hello, good evening. My name is Jorge Marquez. I'm with Assembly Member Dr. Ed Hernandez. And I know the dust has now settled with the first day of school being over. You guys are going around a month and a couple of weeks. And so with that said, we are actually holding an education summit on declining enrollment. I know a lot of the schools in the areas have been going through declining enrollment, which means less money that's coming in per student. So what we're going to have a summit on declining enrollment. It's going to be held on Saturday, November 10th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Registration begins at 8:30. It's going to be at Royal Oak Middle School in the city of Covina. The address is 303 South Glendora Avenue, Covina, California, 91724. We're going to have, it will include presentations by experts in school finance, declining enrollment. Participants will also engage in a strategy session on how school districts can work together to face the challenges and take advantage of opportunities present by declining enrollment. So if I can, I'll pass these one flyer to each of you. And that's all that I have right now.
All right, thank you very much. And the next speaker this evening is Jeanette Calusa.
My husband's going to come up here because I've been teaching for 50 years and I've never addressed the school board before. So this is very stressful for me, so bear with me. And he's here to support me in case I fall. Okay. My husband, Phil, and I have lived in West Covina since 1964. Phil worked in the West Covina School District for 27 years and retired from his counseling position at West Covina High School in 1994. Both of our daughters went through the West Covina school system. My full-time teaching career was mostly in the Roland School District. I have a master's degree in reading. I taught elementary grades, was a reading specialist, and was in special education as a resource specialist. 50 years, and I still love it. I have a Life General elementary credential, a reading specialist certificate from the state of California, a learning handicap credential, and a resource specialist certificate. Does it sound like I'm applying for a job? I guess I am, for an unpaid one in my daughter's classroom. I've been volunteering. I began volunteering at Vine School after I retired, and my grandchildren were enrolled there. In fact, the principal even had me give an in-service for the staff in strategies in teaching reading while I was a volunteer. I also volunteered at Merced, and for the past 9 years have been volunteering at West Cove. I have worked with reading, math, fine arts, music and art, and test strategies. At one time, when they just put in the phonics component of the Open Court program several years ago, I did a model lesson for the teachers in grades 1 and 2 at West Cove at the request of the principal. I worked at Vine School as Title I coordinator for over 6 years, and I'm proud of how much our test scores improved in those years. On September 4th of this year, I volunteered in my daughter's classroom, and again on September 5th. On September 6th, when I came to sign in at the office, I was told by the secretary that the principal wanted to speak with me, so she called her on her cell phone. When the principal came back into the office, we stepped into her office. She thanked me for the work I had done the two previous days and then said, quote, "We do not need volunteers at West Cove at this time," end of quote. She said that I could go to the district office. When I asked for what, she said I could speak with, quote, "Mrs. Kaufman or Lily," unquote, end of quote, if I had any questions. I asked if she had anything against me. She said, quote, "It would just be better for everyone if you didn't volunteer here," end of quote. I asked if I could take the things I brought from home to the classroom. She said, quote, "No, I could not interrupt instructional time." I asked if I could come at recess and take them down, and she said yes. At recess time, I went back into the office. The day custodian was in the office. The secretary told me in front of the day custodian that I could not take the things down. She would call my daughter and have her come to the office. I reminded her that the telephone in my daughter's classroom was not yet working. The secretary solicited the custodian to go and get my daughter. I left. I have never been treated so shabbily in my whole life. I was embarrassed, humiliated, hurt, puzzled, and offended. you see, this was additionally embarrassing for me because I previously worked in the same school in Roland as the secretary. After a couple of weeks, I spoke with Mr. Fuller. He indicated the situation at West Cove is a very delicate one. I said, that situation does not involve me. I have a lot to offer the children in third grade in my daughter's classroom, and I respectfully ask you to resolve this situation so I can begin volunteering there. My daughter used to volunteer in my classroom when she was in college, so I feel we have gone full circle, a special professional relationship. In fact, sometimes my husband, who taught English, comes and we all have editing conferences for reports and written language. I feel this decision by the principal was precipitated by some other events that were happening at the school at the same time. None of those had anything to do with me. It was arbitrary, capricious, and vindictive. I want to know why Rotary can volunteer, but I can't. Yesterday, I spoke with Mrs. Kaufman with my concerns, and she was very considerate and kind in listening to my feelings. The bottom line is, I want to volunteer there. I am positive many children will benefit as they have in the past. Wouldn't you want a volunteer with these credentials in your child's classroom? Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak to the board at this time? Okay. With that, then we will go on with the rest of the meeting. We'll go with the approval of the agenda and consent items. Anybody like to remove anything from consent? No? All right. So we will... is there a motion for this item, for the agenda, please? Approval of the agenda.
Second or whatever.
It's been moved by what?
You get that, Monica?
Moved by Jessica, signed, seconded by Mike Spence to approve the agenda. Any objections? Motion so ordered. First item on the agenda for discussion this evening is the designation of board representatives. This is a vote for the representative for the 5th Supervisorial District to serve on the County Committee of School District Organization. And are there any? Do you have any comments or questions, or Cammy?
I would like to nominate Robert Cruz from Charter Oak Unified.
I'll second that.
To be our representative.
Okay. And how many nominations can we make, do you know?
I don't think it's a nomination. We're actually voting, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
We're voting to elect.
There's a couple of people plus.
Yeah, we're voting to cast our vote for him.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Oh, I see. She's.
I would like to move his put his name forward then to be the person that we vote for.
I second that.
Okay.
I believe one was in your board packet.
Oh, okay. And so, oh yeah, because we said this. Okay. All right. I understand. So, any others or any other comment, questions? No. All right. There's a motion to nominate or elect or vote for. Robert Cruz as our candidate. Is there a motion, please?
There was a motion.
I moved it and
okay.
Mike seconded.
Is there a second? Mike did. Okay.
But it's a good way to prolong the meeting.
But I haven't seen.
Go ahead.
The information was under the impression it was a nomination.
Yeah.
This
but if you had read the in your material that received that
yeah,
there was additional information.
Stupid me, I read the agenda.
Yeah. Well, you can go ahead and take a few minutes if you want to look. Here, I've got it here if you want to look at it. We'll make sure that you're on board. I apologize for that, George. Here you go.
I
So we have a motion to elect or vote for, cast our vote as a board for Robert Cruz. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Actually, the rest of the evening is, the rest of the meeting is all on consent.
We have to have
to, if we want to vote for something, yeah.
Huh? You want to do that?
Well, we need to either decide to vote for him or no one or a write-in.
Vote for one, only vote for, oh, so we've got a light, right, we could write in George Fuller if we wanted to.
Right.
As the at-large member. All right, can I get a motion to make a vote or nomination for, the at-large? I guess not. Motion fails. We won't vote on that item. All right. Any other discussion by board members? It's like kind of short and sweet. Yes, Mike.
I had an item, and that was, as you know, Mr. President, is that Coronado is beginning the process of figuring out what they're going to do next year when we open up. And I was wondering if we could have some discussion of that as a board, to see where we're at and to look at our different options. You know, we've had a lot of discussion in the last 6 months over charter schools, and I don't know if that's an option that would be appropriate for that school site. But I think that's something that we should discuss as a board, see where we're at, and then give direction on what we'd like to do.
If I can respond, I thought we voted to approve it. I thought
well, we voted to open. We voted to open it, but we never had a discussion about what form it would take. Or, you know, there's middle school is the toughest, you know, or one of the toughest segment when it comes to, you know, student achievement. And I'd like to have an opportunity to look at other alternatives to, you know, the traditional middle school to see if there's something out there, you know, that would be beneficial to the kids that would be going there.
Well, maybe Ms. Blaise Conceal, when we voted.
We voted to open it as a 7th to 8th school. We voted to have the students that are in 6th grade at the elementary there, but we've not voted on any kind of program yet.
And I just think that's something we should do earlier in the process rather than later, you know, before we open up in next September. If we're going to have this discussion, it would make sense to have it now rather than July.
Well, I thought we'd already budgeted. If I remember going through the budget, we already have a budget for January for a new principal. So mm-hmm. if we're going to have it, then let's have it in October and get it over with. Because I think this district has done well, and I think Liz Lays Conceal, if you want to force the issue, but it's been budgeted and approved to hire somebody in January as principal to start the process.
Right.
And I don't want to be sitting here in May trying to confuse it.
Well, I agree.
I think Ms. Lays Conceal has done well, and in her guidance has brought us forth strong programs and continues to exemplify that. I'm comfortable with her envisioning what she wants. If somebody else wants to bring something else, we got to get it done now. I mean now, and make it final. Not in May when we've already had a principal in place for 4 months.
Well, thank you for agreeing with me, Mr. Fuller.
Budgeted and everything else to go with this.
Well, I think that's what I was saying.
Well, wasn't you it? Mentioned July.
Well, no, I said I don't want to be doing this in July. You know, I don't want to be doing this next July, you know, or May. I think it's something that we should have discussion about.
We don't want to be doing it in November 1st.
Some of the, well, you know, we can pick whatever day, but the sooner we do it, I think the better off we'll be if we can look at, you know, what alternatives there are there that show very strong student achievement at the middle school level, and if there's something out there that's non-traditional, you know, I think we should take a look at it.
Is Mrs. Lays Conceal ready to bring forth her program?
I think this is all a little bit of a surprise. On the, this is not something that's content. It's just something just to bring forward.
That I want to have. Yeah, I want to have it scheduled earlier than later.
This is an item just for board discussion. There's no, we have no presentation. I don't think there's anybody that's been discussed in privately or whatever. So it's something that we'll just take into consideration as we move forward.
But I think we need to have the discussion sooner than later.
We will have it sooner than later.
In the process.
You're saying we should contact Ms. Lays Conceal about what we think should be should be prudent and allow her to bring something in, or we're going to dictate what kind of program we're going to have her open.
I think we should have discussion of the different options that are available for middle school education.
And I think that's something she can report to us. Well, that. All right. Anything else? All right. With that, we have two dates to remember. We're invited as board members or as the school district to go to the West Covina High School Renaissance Leadership College Day Rally on Friday, October 12th, and it's from 10 to 11 and 11 to 12. So if you can make that, that would be good. And then October 23rd is the next meeting of the Board of Education. And with that,
excuse me, on the in the information they sent about that, they wanted us to RSVP by last Friday, but we didn't get our packet until Friday.
Right. And what I did, I made special arrangements with the principal and the superintendent to give us consideration specifically for the fact that we didn't get it that, so they've held special places open for us should we want to go, and all you have to do is just notify the superintendent.
Okay.
All right, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. I'm glad you get to all that effort.
It was amazing.
Really pull some strings to keep that open for us.
How about that?
Great job.
Oh, yeah.
And
you do that.